over again. And we had a scary moment there. Do you want to hear about it? Mm-hmm. I went up to Mr. Seabrook, was farmer at Israel's Farm at the time, and it was a foggy, cold day. Of course, that was October time. And the man on the tractor was spinning out the potato. And someone shouted, it was in the afternoon, and someone shouted to him, stop. And we heard this horrible drone noise. And you think, oh, aeroplane. And it was a German plane. Well, because it was a foggy day, the fog was across, over the top. You could see the potatoes and different people who were picking them up, but you couldn't see the sky or anything because the fog was at the top. And we felt the vibration of this German plane coming, and the tractor driver said, all lay flat on the ground. And that was rather scary because you could feel the vibration, hear this drone and noise above you, and that went. And that particular day, Hoffman's got a direct hit, and there was a lot of people get killed at that afternoon. And one person in particular, she was only young, and she lived with her parents and husband in Good Easter. And she kissed her baby goodbye in the morning, and she never came back no more. And every year after that, her parents used to put her memory in the Essex Chronicle.
Yeah, it did until that school.
But I'll tell you one particular thing about that in the wartime, when we had to have a gas mask, and Miss Wilson was the teacher. She lived in the almshouse, and she was a Burmese lady. And she was only a little petite woman, but she was so fierce. She used to grate her teeth and kind of hiss at you. And this particular afternoon, she said, the day before, she said, I want you all to bring your gas mask tomorrow. We're going to have gas mask drill. Well, I'd never wore my gas mask. Of course, I couldn't bear anything over my face. Yes, I've still got it. Still got it in the cupboard. Oh, I dread to think what it looks like. And the afternoon came, and I was dreading it. You know, I put it on once, and I tore it off, you know. I couldn't bear anything, because it all seemed so closed in, you know. And so she said, now, all put your gas mask on, and I want you all to run round the playground. And halfway round the playground, I stopped, and I tore mine off. Because I couldn't get my breath, you know, thinking I couldn't get my breath. And she really got cross with me, and she said, it's like this, Bridget. She said, if Hitler sends the gas, you will die. And I didn't take any notice of her because I didn't actually know what gas was, and you don't really understand when you're young. And so she sent me back in class. And when I went home, I told my mother, and she said, well, you should have kept it on and done as you were told. And I said, no, and I didn't. And I've never worn my gas mask, so just as well Hitler didn't send the gas because I wouldn't be here now, would I? But that was so funny because she got so cross with me.